wonderful that you're here today. You know, it's Palm Sunday. And it's Palm Sunday because that's what took place. More than 2,000 years ago, they took palm branches and they waved these palm branches when Jesus walked in, because that was the sign of a king. That was royalty. They were glad to see him, so they waved these palms. Now you see there's a difference in the palms that I have here today. Here we go. You hear it? What's the difference? These are from last year. I kept them. I have more, and matter of fact, and though many folks don't know this, but I take palm branches these here, and I've got more in my study back there that I'll keep for next Ash Wednesday. You know, on Ash Wednesday, when you get the sign of the cross on your forehead, that's made from these. I burn these and make the ash, and I grind it really tight and small, so it's a fine powder, and I mix it with a little bit of oil so that it doesn't hurt, but that's where that comes from. Now, on the Palm Sunday that happened more than 2,000 years ago, these palm branches, these fresh ones, in less than a week's time, they got thrown down on the ground. They forgot all about them, and they became like these, old and dry, and just all forgotten about. The people saw something take place later on this week in the Passion of our Lord. They saw him arrested and taken away, and they thought, there we go. No king. What a bummer. So, they didn't remember all that he had said, all that he had done. They just thought, the king is gone. So, he's had no meanings for them. But these here today, you know, I think there's enough left here that when the service is over, you can keep some of these. This is from my house. It's now in my study. And I think this is the actual picture. Is that from my mom's house? I think it is.
Yes.
This was in my mom's house for many, many years. As a matter of fact, these palms that are taped behind it, my mom put those there many, many years ago. Because when I look at the picture of Jesus and we see the palms, we remember, we joyously welcome him as our king. This year, a young lady that was confirmed here, that was in my confirmation class, I confirmed her, gave her her first communion. And she's not in our church now. It's a real sad story. But I keep this. She gave this to me on her confirmation. And I put some palms behind it because I keep that because that was my mom's. But this is mine. And that's my little icon, if you will, to something just so that I can remember Jesus is the king. I don't forget, like those people did all those years ago. I think you guys are going to come up here and sing another song.